Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, well, continuing this whole thing about media, an Arab-Israeli comedian was arrested for making jokes about hostages and the October 7th invasion. Rights group accuses police of political persecution and suppressing freedom of expression of Arab citizens after police threatened venues and owners to cancel Nidal Bardini's show. What happened here, and how does Israel manage to bring the notion of freedom of expression with hate speech and with the perhaps inciting violence to the into the public domain? Anne Hertzberg, legal advisor of NGO Monitor, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's a very, very complex situation, especially for a comedian, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is a difficult situation. I haven't I haven't seen the entire show, so I've only read some of the troubling snippets in the media.
Right.
So it's hard to know precisely what's being said at the shows, but I guess, you know, looking at what has been said, they're clearly like very dark and I would say offensive jokes, but I'm not sure they cross the line, you know, into something like incitement.
Right.
And I think that's kind of that's sort of the fine line, the balance that has to be walked when you have a situation where you're in a country where there is free speech, even if we find it offensive and don't like it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What is the law in Israel in terms of freedom of expression?
Well, there is free expression, but we do have hate speech laws. So in contrast, let's say, to the United States, where there's a First Amendment and no hate speech laws. So in a country like the United States, you can pretty much say whatever you want, you know, with some exceptions.
Right.
But in a country like Israel, you know, you can't, there are things you can't say. And certainly incitement and calling for the destruction of the state, for instance.
Right.
So these are very sensitive issues. And we also have censorship, military censorship here, which is, you know, when we're dealing with issues related to security, the military does review articles that are in that category. Now, they don't censor many things. But there are times, you know, when there are reports about terror incidents or arresting people for potential terrorist acts, those don't actually make it all the time to the Israeli media. Oftentimes they're reported internationally before we hear about it in Israel.
Right. So, but a gag order around security is quite different to a comedian making a off-color joke, which is pretty much part of the trade and part of what comedians do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, you could even look at a show like Eretz Nedarim, which is sort of an Israeli parody show, politics show.
Right, which, you know, we find acceptable because we find it, because it works, it suits our narrative.
Exactly. And but sometimes, too, they also cross the line on certain things, you know, so, or that some people might find offensive. So it's very hard to judge that line. And I guess what a good thing to contrast it with is, there was a case a couple weeks ago about a bookstore in East Jerusalem that had been shut down by the police because they had been selling inciting materials, like violent materials encouraging violence. And so that bookstore got a lot of international support, a lot of diplomats were at the court hearing. But I think that's different to this case because there it appeared to be an actual case where incitement was taking place in some form, as opposed to this, where it's off-color jokes, very offensive, some of the comments.
Mm.
But again, you know, and I'm saying this again, I haven't heard the entire show, so it could be certain things do cross the line, but it doesn't quite appear to me anyway to be one of those cases.
You know,
I think we just have to be careful, you know. And just to add, too, we are in a very serious situation here. I mean, I think that's something that when you're living in a country where there is no conflict, in a democratic country, it is sometimes hard to understand, though, some of these measures, because, you know, we are in an existential crisis here. You know, we're fighting a war on seven fronts. So who's going to be more attuned to these types of issues to ensure we don't have, we've been very thankful since October 7th, the Israeli community, all the sectors have held together. But that wasn't necessarily the case when October 7th happened. And so we have to be very thankful for that. And, you know, but that's kind of the balance that the police has to walk here.
You know, what worries me is, and maybe I'm taking it personally, I used to write for News 24 an opinion piece once a week. And although they never really loved my pro-Israel stance, they kind of tolerated it for free speech. But they used a tweet that I tweeted soon after the Hezbollah incident with the pagers, where I said from the liver to the knee, and you know, as a way to say, well, I glorified, you know, violence, and therefore they no longer could be associated with me, and effectively deplatformed me. So that to me makes me very, very sensitive about this sort of thing, when just because now they did it because, well, partly as an excuse, but also partly because in truth I was laughing at the Hezbollah pager success. And they didn't want me laughing at Israel's success, because Israel's success isn't something that pleases a lot of people. So it was used as a way really to shut down another voice. So it's made me a little sensitive to this type of thing. I'm not saying that I would want to go and hear this guy's comedy or would like it. I might be quite horrified at it. But is it a reason to arrest him and shut it down? I'm very skeptical. I think it's a potentially dangerous road to walk.
I agree with you 100%. And honestly, I find, well, you know, that's what comedians do. They test the limits.
Exactly.
You know, they push the boundaries. But the other thing is, you know, if you ban things like this, they go underground, and then it's not out in the open. So then you don't know what's going on because you've suppressed it.
Right.
And sometimes that can even end up being more dangerous. So I agree with you. I'm always in favor of more speech on these types of things. Again, you know, you can't cross the line into actual incitement of violence. But again, I think humor and like I had said at the beginning, I don't think, at least the statements that I've seen in the press quoted from his shows, again, while distasteful,
right, might not have crossed that line. That is where we leave it. Anne Hertzberg, thank you as always, legal advisor of NGO Monitor. Alina Maharaj saying, good morning, Howard. I try to avoid being upset in the morning, but the description of Sherry and her angelic boys drove me to countless tears. May I, on behalf of my family and colleagues, send my condolences to all and all here and abroad. That is from Alina Maharaj. Beautiful message indeed. It's 8:30.